Welcome to Short Take. Bucket Bungui had his breakthrough in 2016 in Ivo Ferreira's Letters from War. That same year, he also appeared in Marcel Caetano's Body Electric and Bohan Kobani's Berlin Alexanderplatz, which had its world premiere in the Berlinale competition in 2019. He is a member of the Portuguese, German and European Film Academies, and has also been working as a director, producer and screenwriter since 2016. His film production company Kussa is based in Paris. Bucket has been selected as one of German Film's Face-to-Face Ambassadors 2023. We talked to him via video call for this interview. Hi, Bucket. Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We are going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's just have some fun. If you're ready, let's dive right in.
I'm very ready.
How would you describe your current mood in 3 words?
I would say I'm happy, thankful, and taking over.
Okay. What is your favorite way to spend time?
I like to be discovering new subjects in order to improve my skills as an artist and as a person.
Do you have a guilty pleasure?
A lot. But I can name one. Like, I think one guilty pleasure is for me is to go out and have fun until the sunrise.
Oh, nice. What is the favorite job you've done? And it doesn't necessarily have to be a film job. It can be anything.
Ah, that's interesting. I did a movie, a short film. I directed it, and it's called Giant Intervention. I did it in 2019 here in Rio de Janeiro. And I think it's one of the works I'm feeling most proud of having done it.
What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
I think is the fact that we take some time to meet in person, because I'm traveling most of the time. But when we meet, we just cherish our friendship, you know, as we never been far away from each other. And I think that's very beautiful.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite food?
This one, we can see it in this movie, Berlin Alexanderplatz.
Okay.
It's a dish from Guinea-Bissau called mankara. It's like, basically, it's like peanut sauce, beef, and okra.
Okay. Oh, okra. Yes. If you weren't an actor, director, writer, what would you be?
Can you imagine me being a cook?
I don't know.
Or a lawyer? Yes. One of those two. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
I must tell you that I admire a lot those who meditate and they have flexibility in their bodies to do the yoga position. So I would like to be a good yogi. That's my fantasy.
What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory, maybe as an audience member as well?
I don't know why, but this movie from James Cameron, True Lies, with Arnold Schwarzenegger, it pops up. Yeah, it pops up in my mind many times. It's not especially a great movie, but I don't know. I think we watched it so many times because it's spectacular, you know? I don't know if you know that movie, but
I do.
Yes. Ah, nice. So maybe you can imagine what I am talking about. It is full of action.
Yeah.
I think the cast works well. The movie has great special effects. I love this chasing scene where Schwarzenegger is horse riding, right?
Yeah. Goes true. To
the rooftop and he tries to jump from one water to the another one.
Yeah.
And the horse basically don't do it, no? And it's a very funny moment. Yeah, nice that you have watched this film, so you understand me.
Absolutely. And it's fun as well. It has so many funny, you know, moments as well.
Yeah. It's very entertaining, no?
Perfect answer. What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
My last book was about this orisha called Exu. Mm-hmm. And it's a Brazilian book.
Fiction or was it nonfiction?
Nonfiction. Mm-hmm. It's like an expert on these topics connected with the orisha's legacy. Orishas are deities, original from the Yoruba culture.
Okay. Like
Nigeria in Africa, right? There were people who were brought to Brazil from the 16th century until the 19th century, more or less. You know, mm-hmm. And then they brought this culture, this Yoruba Orishas culture to Brazil. Yeah, their gods and goddesses, you know. I think it's very, very, very interesting.
Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
There is a thinker, philosopher, called Achille Mbembe. He's mm-hmm. Original from Nigeria, yes. And then he has very, very interesting essays and books connected with the contemporary philosophy, mm-hmm. having in perspective African-centered way of thinking and of exposing some inherent qualities in the so-called universal history, you know. So his books are very, very interesting because they dialogue with you and they reveal some important data that I think are very relevant for us to understand the relation between Europe and Africa and the Africans in Europe, for example.
Now we're jumping a little bit. What is the next possibly German, but not necessarily, TV series or film that you can't wait to watch?
I think Davos, because we did so incredible scenes, you know, mm-hmm. we're filming at least in 3 different countries, if I'm not wrong. Yeah. And I think this is now public. We are talking about a series, how do you say, historical picture? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, historical.
Historical picture. And we have, it's centered in the story of 2 women. Mm-hmm. Who one of them is a nurse and became a great spy, you know. Mm-hmm. So, come on. I think it's unusual.
Which maybe German upcoming or already established talents in the film world would you recommend our listeners to watch out for? Someone you've worked with recently, maybe?
Yeah, there is a lot of emerging talents.
Hmm.
I think the streaming, globally wise, forced the industry into change to different formats. Like, and this means to collaborate with more people and to celebrate diversity, you know, in a more productive and realistic way. And I think Lorna
Ishima?
Ishima, correct. Lorna Ishima. It's a talent.
Now we're getting a little bit personal again. What do you like most about yourself?
About myself, I like the fact that I've developed the detachment mm-hmm. quality, because I have been mm-hmm. traveling a lot, to not be static.
What do you dislike about yourself?
What I dislike is that I am very, rational, having focus and producing an idea of what is the right thing to do or what is the right way to do the things right. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's not like that. And in the last 3 years, I have been learning a lot about this.
What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
At the moment, it's not a regret anymore. But in the last 3 years, maybe there is some works that I, based on my conceptions, I thought that I should not accept it. There were a moment where I thought of maybe I should have accepted those projects. And I don't know if this implies a regret or not. The thing is, I will never know what could have happened. The most important is that I could grow, I could learn with that decisions, you know.
Which random thing makes you happy?
to have the confirmation about my beliefs, philosophically wise, it's something that makes me very, very happy.
You look very happy right now.
yes, because I think the processes, they have a meaning, and as much clear we can look at it and understand it, the more they will give us this thing that we are all looking for, which is the happiness.
And the last question, who would play you in a film or series about your life?
I would be like the antagonist of my life, because I really identify them very well. There is a lot of energy, which has the freedom to circulate, to shape shift into people or into situations or into egocentric intentions or emotions, you know. And all that can be my antagonist, which is at the same time the manantial that makes me able to improve myself as a person, you know. So if I would play a film or a series about it, I would invest very much in identifying those characteristics, you know, that are not antagonists in the moral sense, like it's not the bad side of me, but are challenging aspects, you know, that I have to deal with myself. But there would be very interesting characters, I can tell you, you know. And yes, I never thought about it. That's a great idea.
And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us today. It was lovely. It was a pleasure.
Yes, for me too. See you soon.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.